Good afternoon and welcome back to the Tuesday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson. I am so happy to have Sue Ray in the studio with us. I've been trying to get her on air for quite a while, but now I have a good reason to do so because today is voting day. It's a very big and important day in a lot of cities and counties in the state of New York. So welcome, Sue Ray. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. So let's focus. Well, I want to ask you some questions about you first. So how long have you been the director of the Catskill Public Library?
I have been here for 7 years in October.
7 years. And where did you come from before that?
I started my library life, small town library in the Hudson Valley. I was a library clerk. And then I was in between directors. So I was hired in between directors.
I see.
And I worked as a clerk with one director. And then the new director came on and really kind of shook things up community-wise, more than just books, but community engagement. And that really inspired me. So from there, I went to library school, got my master's.
Ah, where did you go to school?
I went to school in Western Pennsylvania. And then I got a job in Dover, Delaware, for 7 years, teen librarian. And then I came here.
How exciting. That's a great path. So regarding the budget, which we do want to focus on a little bit today, I hope you're going to be on several occasions in the future. So let's just do budget today. You're responsible, as the director of the library, for submitting a new budget every year, right?
Myself and the board.
Okay, so my sub-question is, so who helps you actually put this together? You must have assistants in your board of directors?
Yes, we have a board of six, and then we have a brilliant bookkeeper. She's full-charge bookkeeper, and she does a lot of work, whatever we need, and she suggests. So the board, myself, and
bookkeeper. And I assume it's something you work on all year round.
We do, yeah. We tweak it, and so it's voted on once a year, and then we tweak it year-round. We do kind of a working budget.
So this year's budget, or we should say projected budget for 2018.
Proposed budget, yes.
Yes, okay. So it's for $656,129. Last year's budget, which is the current year we're in, 2017, was $639,655. So please tell us what, in your opinion, are the major changes between this year's request and last year's budget. Does that make sense? Now, I see there's a carryover. The pension plan has actually dropped about $500.
The pension plan is kind of strange because we don't get our bill until late in the year, so we have to project.
You get only one bill?
We get one bill.
Ah.
Yes.
From?
For our pension.
For the pension part.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a kind of a staple on the budget. The major change is we had a green energy project last year, which we had asked for because we have to update our HVAC system, which is about 25 years old, so the AC and the heat. This year we didn't need to ask for that.
So there was an allocation of $15,000 for that, right?
We had asked for that from the taxpayers.
And you got it?
We did.
Hallelujah.
They voted yes. And then this year we didn't ask for it because we got the New York State construction grant. Specifically for the HVAC.
I see.
So grants help us greatly.
So other big changes in the budget between this year and last year in terms of breakdown of programs? Well, actually, I'd be interested to know, how much do you spend on books in a year? I mean, approximately.
Our book budget, actually, print circulation is going slightly down nationwide. So we're putting a little bit more money into digital resources. So our book budget, our library material budget, that's total materials, books, DVDs, music, is about $73,000.
Wow. That's a lot of books. I have a lot of reading to catch up on.
Yes.
That's exciting. And so who makes the decision about what books you buy?
Well, the final decision would be me as director. But I have staff suggesting and the community, of course.
Yes.
Suggests,
do you ever listen to students'
you know?
Suggestions? Do students
Absolutely.
Have suggestions for books? I bet they do.
All the time. Great ones.
And parents?
Young adult ones, yes. So community first and then staff who hears from the community. But yes. Collection development is my job.
So big differences in this year's proposal and last year's expenditures.
How
would you highlight that?
I would say personnel, because we are getting ready for Well, we have been getting ready for the increase in minimum wage. So staff.
That will salary, go up to $15 an hour?
I believe.
I think New York is graduating it in, isn't it? It's
yes,
it's a
steady
sliding scale. Yeah.
So year
over
by
3 years? Yeah.
Over 3 years.
Okay.
So that's a big bump because we really want to compensate staff well so we can hire good people and keep good people. Mm-hmm. So,
one has to say, and I've said this since the first day I met you, and because you know we're kind of new to the community, we moved here in June. The staff here is so fantastic.
I agree.
they're so kind and available and smart and helpful and seem to always have a great attitude. It's a pleasure to come into the library. So congratulations, you've rounded up a great group of people.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Besides the community, that's the most important part.
Yeah. So you have a lot of emphasis on children and community outreach in your programming. Why is that important to you?
Why? Children and community outreach. So children, obviously. Most of our patron base, families.
Mm-hmm.
So little ones, kids.
So you know that. So most of your patrons are actually family-based.
Yes.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So that informs how you're going to prioritize some of your programming, I would assume.
Absolutely. And all the early literacy story times, getting kids ready for school and then keeping them in school, summer reading programs, community outreach and engagement has become much more important than, you know, 50 years ago.
Mm.
And libraries are adjusting to that.
Yeah, that segues into, I do want to talk about the future of libraries, but I'm curious, are there any specific programs in the new budget that you're expanding? Is the community outreach program getting larger somehow, or is...
I would say we have kind of a test position in our budget, which is program and outreach coordinator. And we're doing a lot of outside-the-box programs, so things that you wouldn't normally think a library would do.
Such as?
Like we highlighted one of our local musicians in February, and we highlighted her at a new restaurant that was opening, and we had a great door person who got us some donations, Robert. And so outside-the-box... as in using our community in programs and events, highlighting their talents.
So one of the things I was going to mention, tell me if you agree with this or not. It seems to me, at least this is how I feel, that libraries are really a cornerstone of a free and functioning democracy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And then if you look back in the last 25 years, libraries have gone through this incredible transformation. I mean, really, a library used to be a place where you went to get a book, and that was it. Or do research.
Yes.
Now, I mean, they're really community centers, right? I mean, there's so many things that go on at a library. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes. And that would, I believe, have largely to do with the internet. Because back in the day, the libraries were the place for information and for books and for research. And the internet has come along and changed the way we work. And I think libraries have done a really good job changing with the times. And... we find that people more and more want basic human interaction, which I think we do really well. And they want more experiences than material.
And advice, I would think. I mean, I come in all the time and say, you know, what should I be reading? Or recently you and I talked about philosophy and you got some SART books for me. So, I mean, I understand that the personal interaction is very important.
Yes, and we still do what we've always done, which is reader's advisory and reference, and we're kind of unique in that way. Like, we can answer any question. I mean, even if we don't know what it is, we can refer you to it, and you can't say that about a lot of organizations.
Oh, boy, I'm going to come up with a list of 10 questions this week. We'll just put the proof of that in action. How's that?
And we have the most brilliant reference librarian for more in-depth reference. She does a lot of genealogy, local history, and... she's doing a project now. We just got about 500 photographs of Catskill that were found in an attic.
Historical photographs?
Did I say 500? I meant 50.
Ah.
Yes, that we're working on digitizing and putting online. So,
Is there any kind of programming to preserve personal stories, personal histories of local residents, especially the elderly?
Not at the moment at the library, but I know the Vedder Library is doing that. I know other libraries are doing that. Historical societies are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always open to new ideas and how can we get this done.
Okay, one more question for you. The future of the library. So let's jump ahead in fantasy land and pretending it's 25 years from now.
Okay.
How will the library look or function differently than it does now?
I think definitely materials. Like right now, we no longer have 8-tracks. We have DVDs now. In the future, I don't know what that will be. We'll be loaning out
holograms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, you'll be able to have a room. It's a reading room. You'll have a hologram room where people can come and make holograms.
So we're already doing.
Pass them out. How fun!
Libraries are already doing like 3D printers and making amazing things. So,
ooh, are you going to get a 3D printer?
We are hoping to get one for summer reading program. Working on that.
And artists are going to be allowed to use it, right?
Artists, yes.
Of course.
It will be for the public, our taxpayers.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. So anything else you want to say about the budget? Obviously, we want people to vote today until 9 o'clock at the Catskill High School.
Yes, until 9 p.m.
Until 9 p.m. So be sure and cast a vote in favor of our wonderful Catskill Public Library.
Yes.
Right? Anything else you want to add? Is there something that I've overlooked that you might want to mention about the budget or
No, maybe just about your show. I think it's brilliant, and you bring in amazing people.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
And we have some kids here today who are ready to go.
This is a first for us. We hope this becomes a regular thing. We have students in the studio from Hunter Elementary with their teacher, Ms. Becker. So that is what's going to be next
in
our program.
And that's what I mean. Like, you bring in folks who have never been on the radio before, and hey.
Well, I think we're going to have fun. I hope you can listen in and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Who knows, right? So thank you, Sue Ray.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Everyone, we want to encourage you to go out and vote.